Unlock the door, bitch. I'm on my way. And I got into the grid.
I don't know why they call them chasers. It's not like subs can run real fast.
Double vodka with hot brownie chasers.
He just wanted to watch me eat it. Naked.
I can't say that. That's dirty.
Chasers will do anything to get into your pants. I love them.
Stop.
Well, hey there, hi there, ho there. It's time for another Chubbs Gone Wild. It is episode 537, actually, recorded on April 8th, 2024, a day when the rapture happened finally at long last, and well, all my friends are still here. What's that say? What's that say?
Well, see, I still think the rapture is all of the horrible people will be sucked up into the sun and leaving us with just good people.
Oh. Well, then I guess somebody whose birthday it is today that I knew a long time ago, who turned out to be a complete asshole, well, I guess he'd go bye-bye. That makes me happy. Okay, well, it's currently 75 degrees and sunny outside the Chubbs Gone Wild remote studios, where it's 49 days until Memorial Day. What are you going to do on Memorial Day?
I'm probably going over to Clint's house.
Oh, that sounds like a good idea. Wonder if the pool will be ready.
Why wouldn't it be?
I don't know. You have a self-heating pool, or not self-heating, but you have a heating pool? You don't. Okay. I don't have any rich friends. Anyway, it's 206 days until Halloween and 200...
Live in California.
What?
The pool's fine between May and September. What are you talking about?
I'm still saying that... just never mind. You would understand if you were a rich person. All right, it's 261 days until Christmas. I am looking forward to another wonderful Christmas.
See, when I want warm pool, I just go to Hawaii.
That's true. Oh, maybe you are a rich person. All right. Patreon offers folks a way to support creators and receive rewards not open to the general public, like special podcasts, videos, books, and much more. And we want to thank our current patrons, Clint, Nephi, Nick, DJ Sausage from the Univaz, Eric, Sean, Phoenix Dave, Brother Sinatus, Kingsley, Kathy Bacon, and Moose P. Please visit patreon.com/MattBurling and find out how you can become a patron of the show for as little as $1 a month. And what? I don't know. Nothing. Let's move on to our affirmation. It's a beautiful one today. Are you ready? Just center yourself. If you're driving, just focus on the road. The rest of us, take a moment. I really enjoy the present. Every moment today is special, and I choose to celebrate it. I do. I celebrate you, Tom.
Don't celebrate me.
Okay. Well.
Oh, by the way, the only one of these eclipse things that I liked was that Jinx Monsoon posted today, "Don't buy any unusual plants," and she was in her outfit. That made me laugh because I love Jinx.
Yes. Yeah. She's definitely one of the ones that have really stood out of all the Rue girls. The Rue girls. All right, today in history, on April 8th, I'll get there. 1974, Hank Aaron of the Atlanta Braves hits his 715th career home run, breaking Babe Ruth's legendary Royal record of 714 homers. A crowd of 53,775 people, the largest in the history of Atlanta Fulton County Stadium, was with Aaron the night to cheer him on when he hit a fourth inning. I don't get all these sports sayings. Pitch off the Los Angeles Dodgers, Al Downing. However, as Aaron was an African American who had received death threats and racist hate mail during his pursuit of one of the baseball's most distinguished records, the achievement was bittersweet. And does that shit have to just fuck up everything? So tired of it. Just watch the morning news these days and
I blame it on religion.
I blame it on religion and Trump for making it okay for people to just be outwardly horrific. Moving on. Speaking of the name I just spoke, it's Dog Farting Awareness Day. He's aware. All right, draw a picture of a bird day. You gonna do that one? That's not drawing.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
International Feng Shui Awareness Day. I'm aware of it. International Romani Day.
Wait, isn't that from Lady Gaga's song?
Romani? No, it's Gypsies, I believe. National All Is Your All Is National All Is Ours Day. Okay. It's also National Dog Fighting Awareness Day. I was aware when I was a kid, man, everybody thinks poodles are just quiet little lap dogs, but man, they are just little holy terrors when they get in a fight.
I see. I think they're referring to professional dog fighting.
Okay. Well, I'm aware of it and I don't like it.
There you go.
National Empanada Day. Oh,
it's the bakery's closed. Damn it.
Oh, because of the eclipse?
Because it's Monday.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. They could have done eclipse empanadas and eclipse eclairs.
Yeah, but they didn't.
All right, it's also National Step Into the Spotlight Day. Would you like to?
I've been there.
Okay. Trading cards for grown-ups. Yeah, I think those were a big fail for him. Zoo Lovers Day. That's weird. Ugh. Okay. Who wants to love a zoo?
You know, I had an argument one time with somebody. They go, I hate zoos. They're horrible places. And I go, yeah, but I wouldn't mind it. And they're like, oh, really? You wouldn't mind being locked in a cage? And I go, well, like, you know, if I was a lion and I was in San Diego Zoo and I got this nice pen all to myself, nice and shady, you know, the weather's usually pretty decent down there. And they're going to feed me all the time. I don't have to get up and do anything. Oh, yeah, shit. Yeah. Throw me in a zoo. And they were.
Well, I can see your point, but yeah, zoos are weird for me because I do not like them. But at the same time, where the fuck else are we going to see anything interesting that way? So, moving on. Today's birthdays. Happy birthday, Randy, Alan, Jessica. I'm sure there's some others here. There we go. Upcoming birthdays. Happy birthday to Joe, TJ, Kyle, that amazing Kyle over at the Gayish podcast. We have Garrett, formerly from the Tigger cast. We have Brett, Candace, Mike, Jack, Michelle, Tony, and Scott. Happy birthday, y'all. You have a wonderful time, even though you're Aries. Oh, did I say that out loud? There's a couple birthdays in here, people that we used to know a long time ago that Still just butter my biscuits. Not in the fun way. All right. Where are we? There we are. Really? Okay, well, why don't you take feedback then?
I'm sorry, I yawned.
I don't know what you're doing.
There's nothing in the feedback.
Oh.
Now, Chub Hugs, I do want to send a Chub Hug out to everyone who didn't get raptured. How about you?
Oh, that's wonderful. That's weird. I was thinking the same thing. We're right. We're so alike.
We are. It's scary.
And I'd like to send out everybody a chub hug out to everybody that helped me buy my new hot tub cover. So, yeah.
That's great.
I know. It had a bullet hole in it before. It was really awful.
No, it didn't.
Anyway, do you have any other chub hugs you want to send out?
More. Let's see.
Just, on the off chance.
Let's see.
Just gonna go with no.
Did you see that Bethany posted Poughkeepsie?
Yeah,
Yeah,
and the thing.
it's the whole cast and crew.
Except for one person. And
Yeah.
I was like looking at it and I was like, wait a minute, where the fuck is Tom?
Yeah, it's always
You're
the
probably the
question.
one behind the camera.
Yeah, you probably said, here, go ahead and take this. I've had that happen many a time to me. It
Same. I get it. But it really was sad because,
But
like,
you didn't
pretty
have it
much
happen with the
everybody involved,
in-laws.
almost everybody involved was there, and then you weren't. So,
It
but
was after the show.
what?
It was after the show.
That's true.
On
You
the final night.
could very well have beelined it out of there. But yeah, that was a fun show. It was a very fun show. So chub hugs to them then. And chub hugs to everybody who is in mourning for the celebrity deaths. Starting with the Real Housewives of Orange County alum Lori Peterson is mourning the death of her son Joshua Michael Waring. He was 35. Of Yellowstone star Mo Brings Plenties. And just in case you don't know, because I didn't, that's his name, Mo Brings Plenty. Okay. But his nephew, Cole Brings Plenty, was found dead at age 27 after being reported missing days earlier. Another 27. Comedian Joel
Flattery.
Flaherty,
Flaherty. Yeah.
Flaherty, okay. Died April 1st. He spent 7 years with the Second City in Chicago before helping form SCTV.
Yeah, he was, I mean, he was one of the main guys. I mean, it was him, Eugene Levy, John Candy, Rick Moranis. It's just and he was the only one that really did not go on to be
Super famous, yeah.
super famous. Yeah, it's weird because he was always really good too.
Yeah, I didn't understand SCTV when I was a kid, but that's one of the reasons I keep wanting to go back and like watch it now because I would probably get it.
Well, my favorite one was how because this guy, Joe, he was the if I remember right, he was the owner of the station. And he would, I remember this one episode where he kept saying, okay, now whatever you do, do not do the big shot, the helicopter shot. We can't afford it. No helicopter shot. And at the end, they did a helicopter shot. And I'm thinking, today, whenever I see drones, I always think, they had a drone back in those days.
Oh
Drone
yeah.
those days, we could have had hundreds of those shots, but yeah. So I always remember that because he's the one screaming in the background, no, don't do it. Stop the camera. We're not. Yeah, it was really
And
funny.
I remember that's even though I didn't really understand the show, I do remember falling in love with Kevin's mother. Her name is not coming to me, and I can see her in like every role I've ever seen her in.
Catherine O'Hara.
Thank you. I love her. I just love her. Anyway, All right. Jennifer Leake, the soap opera, the soap star, died on March 18th in her home in Jupiter, Florida, per her obituary in the East Hampton Star. Firehouse singer CJ Snare died at 64. Longtime frontman for the hair metal outfit scored Hot 100 hits with the power ballads Love of a Lifetime and When I Look Into Your Eyes. Adrian Schiller, British actor known for The Last Kingdom and Victoria, died at 60. Playwright Christopher Durang, a Tony winner with for Vanya and Sonia and Marcia and Spike, died at 75 on April 3rd. Christopher Durang is a playwright who has whose plays have been produced on and off Broadway around the country and abroad. He has written 1,455 one-act plays, or perhaps 40. According to the actor's nightmare, for whom the Southern Bell tolls, Naomi in the Living Room, and Identity Crisis. That was a lot of words right there. All right, well, in celebrity news, while some of Music City's, while some of country music's biggest names were gathered at the CMT Awards on April 7th, Morgan Wallen was getting into trouble in Nashville. Footage of Wallen sitting in a police car outside of a bar in Music City went viral after throwing a chair over the bar balcony. He was arrested and charged with three felony counts of reckless endangerment and disorderly contact. Disorderly conduct. Do you know who he is?
No.
US Weekly sends me probably 10 emails a day about people that I don't have a clue who the hell they are. But I did one, and that is Pat Sajak, because he's ready to take his final spin as host of the long-running game show The Wheel of Fortune. The host's forthcoming farewell episode, which will double as the show's season 41 finale, and will air June 7th. And the special episode is scheduled to tape on April 5th. Sajak's last appearance on the show will come nearly a year after he announced his plans to retire after more than 40 years as host. So he said, he's 77, by the way, said it's been a wonderful ride, and I have more to say in the coming months. Many thanks to you all. Are you sad about that?
No, good for
No,
him. He should have retired 10 years before this.
what? And
Why not?
so Maya
Well, because
Bialik could take over his role.
people are, they're so greedy that they keep working and keep working, and then they're 77 years old and they
I
go, "Oh,
know
I'm
that's
gonna retire now."
horrible. It's like people just want to be relevant, and that's awful. Anyway, but
I mean, can
speaking of
you imagine the
relevancy.
kind of money he's made in 40 years?
Well, yeah, enough to probably solve homelessness. Anyway, now Tom wants to talk to you about.
Wait, keep talking. I gotta look something up now.
Okay, so he is going to look up Pat Sajak's net worth so that we can scoff about how selfish he is to have kept working and
Oh, it's only
stuff that
75
came up.
million.
How much?
75 million.
It's about 15 million more than would solve hunger. So, yeah. Anyway, I love him.
So anyway, I'm watching It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and the character Mac, he actually his real name in the show is Ronald McDonald, but he goes by Mac because his father was, nasty and named him Ronald McDonald. So he goes by Mac McDonald. And so Mac has always been kind of gay, like he dated a male to female, and everyone's going, "Oh, did she already get the surgery?" No, So you're dating remember, this is so
Yeah.
sunny in Philadelphia. These people are horrible people. So you're
Right.
dating a girl with a dick. So he's like, it's not a big deal, you know? I mean, it's her, it's her. And that, well, just recently he came out, and we were they were in his bedroom for something, and there's a bicycle with not a seat, but it's got a dildo on the end of it.
Okay. I've seen things
Crazy. The show's
like
insane. But they're not mean to gay people in the show at all. So, which I appreciate, you know, because they're nasty and mean to most people. So anyway, but Max out, and he was the one that kind of put on weight back in the, midway through their run. He, like season 10, he shows up 60 pounds heavier, on the first day of filming, and they're like, what? And he's going, this will be great. This will be great for the, but he's one of the producers. So, and writers, and he created the show. And so this season he shows up and he's all buffed out. So he's always wearing sleeveless shirts, and his arms are just like, you just want to grab them. Okay.
Nice.
So this is where I was actually going. The fact that he's all buffed out now and he looks good. And he grew a full beard instead of that horrible
Oh, I love that.
goatee that he had.
Now, how long ago was the shows that you were watching actually out?
I don't know. I'd have to look that up.
Okay.
I think we're on season 15.
Huh.
So it's got to
Okay.
be somewhere like, I think they started in 2000. Now I don't know. I was going to say maybe it was seven, five or seven. So I know they're coming up on 20 years. So I don't know. It doesn't matter. Anyway, let's see. RuPaul's Drag Race. We were down to the final four. And usually they've been just saying, okay, everyone stays, all in the final, you know, but
Right.
that didn't happen this week. And they got rid of one of the girls. It was interesting because, and I keep mentioning this, but it shocks me that the five girls I thought would be in the top five, I got four of them right. And I'm still arguing over why they sent the other girl home. I know that the outfit was terrible, but that was it. Sorry, I digress. But the top four was the top four that we, I remember week three, we're like going, when they finally got all the girls together, we're going, okay, it's going to be those two and those two and that one, you know, and that's one that left. Anyway.
We kind of do that with the Bachelor and Bachelorette too.
It's,
And
yeah.
we were
And,
right this year too.
well, we only got
Except for what's her name?
some, yeah, the one who won or the
Well,
whatever.
yeah, her never saw, I didn't even see, know she was there until
I
like
didn't either.
five
It
people
was
were
funny
left.
because on that, they asked her what that cryptic note meant that she sent to Joey. And she was, oh, I wanted him to put his attention back on me. So it was just it was a thirst note.
Oh, see, I figured that the producers are like, okay, if you're gonna if you want to do that, you have to word it this way so that we can have some drama. I always think the producers are behind some of that stuff. And Always Sunny, season 15 was 2021.
Oh, okay. So, oh,
So they were fairly recently disgusting.
he probably beefed up during the pandemic. It's funny because people either beefed up or they pudged out.
Very much.
I didn't change my weight at all, but you know,
But
I'm
you're a
special.
rebel.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, American Idol, last night. I haven't watched last night's episode yet, but they're in Hawaii, with the top 24, and they got a really good group. I mean, they usually always have a really good group. But it's kind of, I'm looking forward to it. And I believe it's on two nights because it was on two nights last week and it's two nights this week, taking place of Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise, because Monday nights, that's Bachelor night, so it's kind of weird. Let's see. Masked Singer this week, they sent home the Lizard, who was Cisco, and
Really?
And he was so much fun too. I was really sad that they sent him home. On the Tournament of Champions, which is Guy Fieri's show over on the Food Channel, it's the new Iron Chef basically. And they had the finals last night, and Monet won her second time. I believe she was number two, and now she's number five champion. So it was very exciting. They on The Last Cook, they made them use horrible ingredients, like molecular gastronomy. So they had to use like tapioca, this and something that, and it's like, what? No, oh my God, what's wrong with you people? And so and that they had it was whole halibut, which was not bad, but then they had alligator, which is tricky to cook, and just weird shit like that. So I would think that when you got these fancy judges in, make them a really good meal instead of
Right. Okay.
a
And you're talking about
weird meal.
Top Chef. Okay. I just got episode 3, so I can catch up
Okay. Anyway, spring baking, still enjoying it. I like the people. I was mentioning to Brian yesterday that it was either the fall, Halloween, or the Christmas one that the people that were cooking, I hated them. I didn't hate them all. They just were, ugh, I
Yeah,
don't
no, I know exactly
remember that
what you
one? And that's and it, actually it could have been the Halloween one, because that's the one that also has Skunk Boy. So
Oh, yeah, I didn't like that either.
and I just but I just didn't care about anybody. And this one, I don't really know who any of their names, but Steve, I really like Steven. He's the cute guy, he's cute. And then the gay guy who constantly has to tell us he's got a husband. He's cute. So it's and then the some of the women are actually, okay.
They're fun. Yeah, it's a fun group, and you can tell,
And
and it makes it better.
it's very important. Casting is huge.
And Nancy's being kind of nutty with her little outfits and stuff this time. That was kind of fun.
Well, they all were dressing up. It was prom.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying that it was,
Yeah.
fun.
So let's see. We have one episode left of Alone, and we still have three people in it. So they're going to drop quick because it's snowed a few times, but there's no snow on the ground. And there's a in the preview, there's some guy walking across what looks like the lake. He's walking across and the wind's blowing and it looks horrible. And I'm thinking, how are they going to get that? How many days are we going to go in the last episode of the season? I mean, how far? I mean, we got to three people have got to, well, two have got to tap, and then you're the winner. It's been good. It's been good. It's been fun. Let's see. I did want to mention that Wish is now on Disney Plus. That was the Thanksgiving offering from Disney at theaters. Now it's on Disney Plus, and this Friday on Apple TV, Argylle starts on Apple TV, and that's got Henry in it. So,
Yes, sweet Henry.
yes, I did want to the YouTube thing. I am so in. I can't. I'm so glad I pay for it. I can't even imagine if I had commercials, I'd probably kill myself as much as time as I spend on there. Because you can advance through the commercials, but you have to be watching all the time. And sometimes, like last night, I was cooking dinner, which was fantastic, by the way. I had Aaron Trivett, a concert he did a couple years ago, on in the background. So it was like, look, I've got my music here and I'm feeling good. I made sausages with onion and mushroom, and kind of did like just caramelize it all together, and then put it in a roll with I had American cheese because I like it melty, and one had the oh, it's the pepper jack in his. It was just this big thing, and then we had seasoned fries with it. It was really good. Okay.
Oh, speaking of that triggered me.
Oh no, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to
No,
trigger.
not that kind of triggered. It triggered my
Oh, okay.
memory. We were talking earlier before the show about Jeremy Jordan, and
Yeah.
did you know that he was doing the voice for Hugh Jackman when Hugh Jackman lost his voice? Or no, I'm sorry. I don't think it was him. I think it was the other guy wasn't cast yet. Something like that. Anyway, when they were doing the original stuff for the Showman, the Greatest Showman, Jeremy Jordan was the one who was singing the stuff that was projected to the producers and stuff like that in a big show. And they were actually considering him for Dorky's part,
Yeah.
the High School Musical guy. They were actually considering him for that part, but went with the bigger name, of course.
Sure.
But yeah.
Yeah, I had heard that. Yeah, it's interesting because I was watching a thing with oh God, what's her name? Lesbian singer Annie, not Annie, something like Annie. It's anyway,
DeMarco? No, I don't
yes. Yes, that's it.
really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, she was talking about how she was on the concept, not the concept album, but basically the concept album for Hades Town. And at what, back, because what happens is basically what they'll do is they'll call in some friends and say, yeah, we need you to sing, perform some of these songs because we're trying to sell a show. And it's like, sure, I'll do it. Everyone's up for that. And so she had done, and but she had just started on Broadway back last week when we were there in Hades Town performing the part that she was in, that she originally sang. So it's kind of, it was, a little bit circle of life there. But one thing she said that was really interesting, and this is what always kind of floors me, is understudying when you're already in the show. And she said that the swing people, I think she said there were 10 swing people, and all 10 of them can perform any of the 10 roles. How? How?
I know. That's like it. For me, I'm lucky to get the one down, let
Yeah.
alone 10. You could,
You want
you
me to
have to.
remember 10 different marks? And like and the some of the things, it's probably you're gonna have to change your harmony too. These people have got to be so freaking talented to be able to hit any mark for any role of the swing characters and be able to sing their part as well. I'm just when I heard that, I was like, I guess I knew that, but I didn't think I would I wouldn't I didn't think that there would be. Because you have to have understudies on Broadway. There's just the show must go on.
Well, and I heard from one who used to be apparently used to be an understudy, a backup dancer, like the fill out the chorus,
Yeah.
that they would be able to just like go in and learn somebody's part in like a day and do a backup if they needed to. So
Yeah, another funny story on that. We're really going off the
I don't know,
script
but
here.
it's fun.
That I was watching an interview with Carol Channing and Joanne Worley. And Joanne Worley was talking about how she was Carol's understudy. And Carol's going, with Carol, I told him I don't need it. I can't do it anymore. I used to be able to do it with Carol Channing. But she goes, Carol goes, I don't need an understudy. I've never missed a performance in my life, and I don't plan on it happening. And she never had. She never did. But and Joanne Worley's like, yeah. And I kept telling Carol to keep her mouth shut because I'm making $500 a week doing nothing. She goes, because it was Carol, I was understudying a second show, and I never got called on that one either. So it was 1964, and I'm making $1,000 a week doing nothing. Which kind of sucks because I mean, who wouldn't want to be, you know, all because I've seen Joan Worley do Hello Dolly, which is kind of funny. She did it here in Sacramento at Music Circus, and she was fantastic. And it's just too bad she didn't get to do it on Broadway too. So, but yeah, okay. Anyway, I was just watching Saturday Night Live this week. Some of it, I was YouTubing it instead of watching the whole show. What have I become? Okay.
Hey, it works.
And Kristen Wiig's hosting. What kind of work did she get done? She's got work done.
I don't
Girl,
know. I didn't
I
see
didn't
that.
recognize her when she, because I kept going past the picture on YouTube of her. And I'm like, and then I read it, and it says Kristen Wiig opening monologue, and I'm like, "What? That's her? That's Kristen? Oh my God!" And so, when she played some of her old characters, she looked more like herself. But then they were probably making her up differently too. It was weird. And then finally, I think it was Thursday night. No, maybe whatever night it was. Last week, we were going to have dinner later. So what happened was, I thought, you know, I've got some pate in the refrigerator that I should eat. You know, so since I'm going to eat in a few hours, I'll just have some pate. So I had some pate and just, and then, like 3 hours later, I was sitting on the toilet begging for death.
Oh.
Yeah. And, I'm serious. It was in the stomach area, and I didn't have diarrhea. I didn't have diarrhea. I wished I had diarrhea. It was in the stomach area, and then it went. I could feel it going down my intestines, and I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to have diarrhea anytime. And I never had diarrhea. It was so weird. But I spent probably 5 hours in. I've never been in that kind of pain before, honestly. I don't think I've ever been in that kind of pain before, and it was constant. It was it kind of went in waves, but it was like I think it was my breathing that was making it in waves because it was as I was, you know, I'd inhale and then I'd exhale and I'd feel okay first and then I'd inhale again. So it was terrible. And so I think the thing to remember here is don't eat, you know, 4-month-old pate.
Yeah,
But
apparently.
no, look, it was sealed, it was covered in duck fat, it didn't smell bad, and it didn't taste bad. But boy, it took me for I mean, seriously, I was seriously I kept going, just end this, just end this. And I'm thinking, oh my God, it sounds like I'm begging to die. And then at some points I think I might have been. So that was my
Oh,
story there I wanted to share.
your rich person food made you feel bad. I'm
It's
sorry.
not rich person's
It's
food.
pate.
Oh
It's
God, it
pate.
wasn't goose liver.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
Now, goose
you're not the
livers.
only one. You're not the only one that has questions about Kristen Wiig. I looked it up to see. A lot of people are saying, "What the hell?"
Yeah.
So yeah, especially after she went out of her way to tell young performers to not get plastic surgery. So
Yeah.
anyway, so that was it.
That's it. Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, then that gives us a chance to talk about The Bachelor season 28, Joey.
We finished that last week.
Did we?
And yeah. Oh, remember you said, well, so it was all over the internet that he
Oh
picked
yeah,
the
well I actually did watch the episode and I have a lot of respect for what's her name for
Daisy.
Daisy, thank you. I knew it was an E name. Yeah, I she knew, she caught on and he the way that he was saying stuff so carefully, it's like there was no way she could have walked out of there unless she was totally delusional and it's not known.
Right.
I thought the whole thing ended really well. It had a very good supportive.
Well, I like the fact that she did not become the Bachelorette.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because honestly, I think that anybody that goes through this show that is sane enough to come back as the Bachelorette or the Bachelor, depending on which show, they got to be out of their mind. I mean, to have your parents go through that shit again,
Oh, I
and
know, right?
I mean, these guys have got to be such fame whores that they don't care. I mean, I know a few people who would probably do it just because they don't want to work. So, yeah, I could see it happening. Where they're trying to live off the fame of being part of the Bachelor Nation. It almost is kind of silly because they still got to work to afford to be part of the Bachelor Nation.
And that's one of the things I always thought they used to do with when they were first, I think it's when they were first starting reality TV, they'd basically like pay you something for your time off or whatever it was. They would help arrange for it. But now they're like, nope, you leave your job. Yeah, I mean, how many times have we heard the on Top Chef or whatever the hell else, not Top Chef, but the other stuff where they're like, yeah, I basically had to quit my job and change my whole life so that I could be here to do this. And oh, you're out first. It's harsh. It's really harsh.
Well, I mean, well, what the companies are supposed to, I mean, I could see they, I still think they get some kind of compensation
Yeah, I think they
here on
do.
the show, but whether or not they quit their job to do it is completely up to them. I don't feel bad for them at all. You've taken the risk and now you're out first. Now you can go see if you can get that job back.
Okay.
I mean, you are living a fairy tale is what you want
I
everyone.
am being thoughtful of people who are doing things.
Oh
Whatever.
God. Oh God.
Speaking of,
Boo, boo. Okay.
course, we can't all be,
Rich. Yeah.
yeah, well, that's true.
Okay. So Top Chef.
Top Chef, I have not watched yet. I have the episodes, so we'll be able to
You
deep
just said
dive
you
into
watched
it.
episode three.
No, I said I have episode three. There's a difference.
Oh, God.
So, but I haven't watched episode one or two either, but I have those too. So, all right. Spring Baking Show, we talked a little bit about Three Body Problem. You're at episode four and
So, yeah, it's I mean, now that I know basically what's going on, or somewhat know what's going on, I'm finding it much more interesting because those first two episodes were real trying, girl, real trying.
And that's why I and yet this is the same type of formula that we see on so many of these shows that
Right.
where they just they but at least this one at the start by the start of four you know what's going on. You're like, oh, that's really interesting, I want to know more. To
Yeah.
whereas on the other ones you're still on episode six and you have no idea what the hell is going on.
Stop talking about Halo.
Well, there's that too.
Oh, Halo. And like I told you last week when we didn't talk about Halo, when season three comes around, I will not be watching.
I hope they get over, I will, but I hope they get over the zombie shit real quick and figure out what the hell this ring thing is, because there's mysteries where you can go along with it, and then there's like two seasons in where you still don't have a clue what the hell is happening, and it's not you, and you shouldn't have to watch the video game to understand it or play the video game. All right.
Amen.
So my week, I watched a few things. I started with this movie called Life, which was 2017 and had Ryan Reynolds and Jake Gyllenhaal in it, which was very interesting to see them in a movie together. And I turned it off about halfway through because once they started killing people off, I'm like, it's cheap aliens in space, and I just don't
Yeah, I don't remember this at all.
care.
And I was, going to theaters to review movies, and I don't know what I'm going to look that up.
I don't know, but it's on Amazon if you want to watch it. It's not The acting was fine. The sets were fine. The premise actually was fine too. But I was just like, no, I've seen this movie like 400 times. And they, spoiler alert for a very old movie now, they killed Jake, the first person they killed off. Yeah, the first person they killed off was Ryan Reynolds. So at that point, who cares? So. Then I tried to watch Testament, the story of Moses, which is a biodoc type thing over on well, no, actually I don't think there's a documentary part of it. It's just a remake of the Moses story for for Netflix. There's like three episodes, four episodes, each one's like an hour and a half long or something. I watched one episode and it was just too religious for me. Okay, you laughed. I made you laugh. Haha. But yeah, it was but it was
Well, I was laughing, thinking, "Oh my God, I hope he realizes what he's just said."
Yeah, I do. I was doing that for a laugh, but yeah, I don't have any problem. If you tell me a good story, that's fine, but this was just not told that well, and it was so, I don't know, it was just so like I don't even know how to describe it, but I didn't want to watch the rest of it. Minions, The Rise of Gru. I don't know why the hell I turned this on. It was just there and I clicked the button. But it was fun. The Minions movies are usually to me fun, and this was just a fun little movie. So yeah, I recommend it if you just want some light entertainment and you like the Minion stuff. Then I finished out Physical 100, season two, and it was fun. The two guys that I wanted to, I was rooting for, made it to, well, actually, the three guys all made it to the final four, and the one that I wasn't rooting for won. So there you go. But it's fun. Watch it on 1.5 speed. Then I watched Roadhouse, the new remake with Jake Gyllenhaal. You had mentioned it, so I don't know. I for some reason I thought it was a series, and I was like, I am not gonna invest eight episodes of this. But I turned it on. It was a movie, and it was good. It was really good. It's just fun action, kick ass, being silly, BS. Who cares? It was fun.
Conor McGregor was terrible.
That's fine. He was,
He was
I didn't care about him anyway, but yeah.
one horrible note, and it just, it's like, oh my God, here, just turn a little bit, use your neck, make
I
facial
don't know if
expressions.
he can.
I don't, it was just, he walked around like, I'm gonna kill
Yeah.
you. I'm like, come on. Because
Well, yeah.
everything else was good. And I'm just wondering why somebody didn't go, "Hey, Connor, can loosen up a little bit. Come on, shake it out. Shake it out." Because,
Probably because they wanted him to be that way. Like,
well, no,
his
I don't believe that.
part came across as so fucking cocky and self-assured that when they finally dealt with him, shall we say, it was a surprise to
You
him.
just like, because he walked around
Oh no,
naked.
I didn't even, okay, honestly, his part was so inconsequential to me that I didn't even care. I was just like, he's just there to be beaten up, basically, and to be overcome. So who gives a shit about
Who can ever be overcome?
that? Anyway, but I thought it was really fun, and if you want a good action movie, check it out.
It's actually a fun show. You
It
know,
is.
there's nothing wrong with it other than Conor McGregor is stiff as a board, not in the right way.
And we got a nice butt.
But all this, it's just a good guy, bad guy thing, and that's fun. And I love the one guy. The he the bad guys that they're really he doesn't want to do this.
Right.
Really
I
don't
think
want to do it.
he would probably, I was actually expecting him to like kind of try to be, you know, switch sides and be friends with him or something like that. But yeah, he was fun. It had a lot of good stuff in it, and I actually wouldn't even mind sitting and watching it again, and that's rare for movies like that for me. And then we went and saw Dune 2, the I don't know, Rise of the Machines or something. I don't know, but it was really good. It was for, you know how some you're like, it's gonna be, you know, that second installment. Is it gonna be good, or is it gonna just
The
be
first
telling stories
installment
to get
sucked.
to three?
Oh.
It was good.
Okay.
It was good. Did you see it?
No, I didn't like the first one. No, I mean, I hated the first one.
Really?
Yes, hated it.
I liked it. Now, I didn't love it, but I liked it. Now, this one, I will say, was a really, really good number two.
Yeah, that's what
Yeah,
I think.
for you, it means one thing, but for me, it was a good movie, and I liked it, and I only almost fell asleep twice because it was a 2 hour freaking movie. Over
Two
2 hours.
hours.
It was over 2 hours.
Yeah, you fell asleep twice and you thought it
Well,
was
only for about
fantastic.
3 seconds, but yeah.
Yeah, because it was obviously boring you, that's why.
There was a lot of sand. Yeah. There
And
was a
you
lot
know
of
what?
sand.
Sands through the
But
hourglass.
anyway, it doesn't matter. It was a good movie. It was fun. If you liked Dune 1, even if you're just like, oh, I liked it, go watch this one. You'll like it. It's good.
And you know, if you need a nap, it's perfect.
Exactly.
Yeah, and
Okay, that's all I watched. So yes, I've been doing other things. All right, here we go. I'm gonna take a little sip of water so I can go for this, unless you want to read it.
I find myself in a situation where my good friend played an April Fool's joke on me,
Oh
but
no.
left me feeling hurt and betrayed. Let me share the details. My friend began by assuring me that what he was about to say wasn't an April Fool's joke. He then proceeded to weave a story about something very serious that we had been discussing for quite a long time. I believe him, and for a few days, I carried the weight of his supposed revelation. Okay, I'm done.
Okay. Imagine my shock when he casually revealed days later that it had all been an elaborate prank and none of it was real. I felt as if I'd been lied to and my trust was shattered. I confronted him, expressing my frustration. In my view, April Fool's joke shouldn't start with promises that they are not jokes and then end 2 days later with no comic payoff. But he countered, saying there are no rules when it comes to April Fool's pranks. Now we're not speaking, and I'm left wondering, is he the asshole for pulling this stunt, or am I the asshole for being so upset about it? Signed, Fooled in Fresno.
I think honestly that because I hate April Fool's jokes, I think they're ridiculous.
Yeah.
And if you make them serious, then you've overstepped the joke. You know, because that's they're April Fool's jokes.
Right.
You know, so they should be funny. So, you know, saying that you're ill, that you have, you know, that, you know, someone's died. I mean, I've heard some terrible things from
Oh
people.
yeah.
And when,
That's too much.
and so, you know, what I'm thinking is this person might have shared that they found out their status may have changed, something like that, you know, those kind of things. And you leave that on your friend for a couple of days and then go, oh, by the way, I was lying. I'd be pissed. I think the writer is perfectly fine for being upset. I'd be upset too if somebody told me something devastating and then 2 days later tells me it's not the something. And what do you
Okay.
think?
Well, I think you just called me an asshole.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically, this is I'm just gonna blow it out of the water. So remember when we did last week's show on April Fool's Day, and we started out with the joke that said,
Yeah,
"Oh,
we started out with the joke.
this is gonna be Tom's last, show," and we were joking. So what I had planned for an April Fool's joke was to record the show as we did, and then record one of the same show that was just solo. And then I was going to release the solo show and say, "Oh, it's really sad, but Tom isn't going to continue with the show anymore. He's really upset about something that I did or said or something." And then I was going to release the solo show, and then the next day release the full show saying, "Ha ha, it was all a joke." Well, I started out the day with telling Nephi that you were done with the show and I was just going to have to do it on my own. Well, then I didn't get to do any of that because our hosting was so fucked up that I couldn't get anything resolved with it until the next day. So I wasn't able to go through with anything. In everything that happened that day, because I was so busy, I forgot to tell Nephi I was joking. And so he got very angry with me about that. So anyway, that's what that was. So yes, I accept that unfortunately it did not pay off, and I came across as the asshole, but that was very much not what was intended to happen.
I can't even imagine you spending the time to record a complete second show.
I was gonna do it.
Oh, I don't. I yeah. It went in between naps.
You're very funny. I actually, am productive and do things.
So now that we've established you're an asshole, let's go to Hey Chubbs.
All right. Well, anyway, I do want to just send one more chub hug out to Nephi and apologize. And it was not totally my fault that it should happen.
Oh, please. Look at you. Won't even you're sending out a chub hug and saying, "I'm apologizing, but it really wasn't my
It's
fault."
not, well, I'm apologizing because it hurt his feelings that I wasn't able to follow up and, actually do it and make it pay off and be funny. And that, bothered him. And I don't want my friends to feel bad in that way. So there you go. Hey, Chubbs, do you feel ill at ease going to dinner or a movie alone?
I wouldn't go to dinner alone. I don't want to sit at a table alone. I mean, if it's fast food, yeah, that's not a problem. But I would not go to like a restaurant and sit down and eat alone. I mean, maybe a pubby kind of place, burgers, something. But oh God, think of I think I'd be really uncomfortable at where's the place, the hamburger place you guys like over by in Arden?
Roscoe's. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that place.
Pete's. Pete's.
Yeah, Pete's. I don't think I'd want to sit in there by myself.
Really, that place wouldn't bother me.
It's
I
just
knew
because there'd
that.
be all the families, and they're going to go, "Look at the old man sitting by himself. I feel bad for him. Fuck you, kids." Okay.
Well, then they'd invite you to dinner and pay for your meal.
No, they're not.
Yeah, and then you
No.
could buy more, things. Go to more Costcos.
Oh, I need to see a play or a musical. Let's finish this up. I need to get on YouTube.
Okay. Hey Chubbs, how do you value? Oh wait,
You didn't
I
answer.
didn't answer. Okay. No, if I wouldn't if.
No, if you had the ability, if you were
If I
driving.
had the ability to go do it, like, easily, access had a driver or something like that,
Sure.
I wouldn't have any problem doing that. Now, although I do agree with you that I wouldn't probably wouldn't go to like a fancier restaurant and do that. But yeah. All right. Hey Chubbs, what do you value most in a relationship?
Don't you think the movie thing is like, I don't even want to, I don't want people talking to me in a movie, so I don't care if I watch it alone. You know what I
Yeah, I
mean?
know that's the same.
That's weird, but there were a time where people didn't want to do that. Anyway, what's you value most in relationship? Are we talking sexual relationship, that kind of relationship, or friendship?
No, whatever you want.
Okay. I guess it's loyalty, I guess, is really important. Just so you're not thinking, overthinking, what's going on, that kind of stuff, trust and loyalty, that kind of thing is really important. And the same thing with friendship, you don't you want to make sure that when you're talking to your friends, that they're not running off telling somebody else the what you've said.
Brian, what?
What?
Brian says what? Yeah. No, actually I agree with you that that type of trust in friendships and relationships of, like what I tell you kind of stops with you type thing. That is very, if you can trust somebody that way, that's very good. And we all know who we can't trust, don't we? Two little blabbermouths over beers.
I don't know.
I don't know what you said. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Hey, Phoenix Dave, what's in your lunchbox?
Well, let me tell you what Phoenix Dave has in his lunchbox. He says, "Hey guys, I'm sorry I've been out of pocket for a few weeks. I've been busy and lost track of time. Hubby made smothered pork chops, rice and pork chop gravy, broccoli and cauliflower casserole made with lots of sharp cheddar cheese, butter, and topped with Ritz crackers, crumbs, and butter. The meal was wonderful. Love the show. And wow, that is a fun plate of food."
Yeah, I've recently, it's weird. I never liked smothered pork chops until I had one over at Fixin's,
Oh, yeah.
which is a place here in town. And now, if I see it on the menu, it's hard for me not to get the smothered pork chops. When I go to Fixin's, every other time I get the fried chicken one time and the smothered pork chops the next time. I'll never get anything else on the menu because I want one or the other. I need it now.
How do they do the fried chicken?
It's really crunchy, it's a
Beautiful.
it's all deep fried, and it's just and so it if I could, I'd get both, but it's way too much food, and their fries are fantastic as well,
Yeah.
so.
No, this looks really good, and I mean that gravy is just beautiful. I actually got kind of pissed off this weekend because we went to Carl's Jr. and bought lunch for mom and Clint and I. We bought the cheaper meals and it still came out to $42. And then mom and I ordered sandwiches from Togo's, two sandwiches and a Coke. And because of the delivery fees, it came to $50. And that is why we're like, we're done. We're done with fast food. And it ain't fast either.
Well,
But
that's what I was telling you. It's,
yeah.
because the lunch that Sean and I did was less than $40 for all that food. And it was like it's crazy that they're charging that much for fast food.
Yeah. It fast and cheap is why it was there and why people got it. But now,
I
I'm
mean,
sorry, I'm gonna
and the thing is that
no.
they know what the problem is, but they've got everything jacked up so high that and then it's because in California they're making us pay their workers $20 an hour, and it's
That's
like.
what they say, but that's such bullshit. And not to mention the fries at Carl's. Remember the nice big packs of fries now? Oh, they ain't big anymore. And a small packet of fries, which is smaller than the small used to be, is now like $4.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Sides are becoming ridiculous.
Yeah.
There's one, which place was it? I could get the one, oh, I could get like, what was it? Recently saw it, and it was like I was paying the same thing for my fries and a drink that I was paying for my entree.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, that's it's no.
Clint
No.
ordered one regular burger and it was almost $8.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's insane. So anyway, all right. Well, Tom, what do you have in your lunchbox?
Well, the first thing is pizza I made. We've been picking up the dough and coming home and making our own pizza. And so this is pepperoni with, I believe this was the scallions and the mozzarella cheese, and then it's got some Parmesan across the top. It was really good. Oh, and what we do is after we pull it out, we drizzle it with hot honey. And when I say honey, I mean spicy honey.
Oh, nice.
So
I should try. I want to try some of that.
it's really tasty.
So is this the Winco dough?
This is Trader Joe dough.
Oh, okay.
But
Wow.
I get it either place I go to, the dough's the same. It's absolutely the same, and the pricing is real similar, but it's just so much fun making your own pizza.
Yeah.
So
Heather
and this
made
is
her own pizza one night and it was surprised me. It was so good.
yeah and this was in our new air fryer.
Ooh, awesome.
Let's see. So the next picture is Sean's. It's a hot chicken sandwich with fries, and then I get two sides and I only wanted one, so he got greens. My greens were his. He took those because he likes greens.
Thanks.
And the hot chicken sandwich is covered in these different hot sauces, and the chickens, you can see it's really, really crispy. It's he bit into it and the thing burst into his hand. It was,
Oh.
and he had stuff. When you buy, you hold on to a burger that's got a lot of goo in it.
Oh, I know.
Came out both sides, both hands. It was hilarious. And then the chicken, which the fried chicken is mine, and so it's fried chicken. I have the fries, and then they get you come with a biscuit. And the chicken, it's funny, this chicken looks very small, but that was a big breast.
Oh,
And
it looks like it to me.
okay, because the wings look like, well, they're the same size as the breast, but they really weren't. Anyway, it was very yummy. And this was the day after I had been sick, so it was Friday. So it was Thursday night happened, Friday, because I went out and I thought, just chicken will be fine. Chicken, some fries, a little greasy, but it'll be better for me
Deal.
than got the smothered pork chops. I should have gotten the smothered pork chops. So that's what was in my lunch.
All right. Well, and thankfully, Mr. Moose did write in and he said continue to eat a lot of meat, steak, mushrooms, mashed potatoes, salad, used a bourbon marinade on the steak. Perfect rare meat.
Rare.
Oh, I get it. Okay, he's talking about the steak. All right. Yeah, that looks really good. And I love a good mushroom saute on beef. And, well, actually, and chicken too, but more the beef.
Well, yeah, especially when you can get some a little bit of caramelized. I like mine a little more caramelized. What did he have? What was the sauce? Bourbon?
Yeah, bourbon marinade.
Yeah, it looks good.
Last night I boiled some chicken and then I cut it into some of it into chunks and I sauteed it in some butter and used a packet of Alfredo just to add some extra little flavor to it. And the dang thing set off fire alarm again. So I had to go turn off the fire alarm because everybody, well, my mom and Kaya were freaking out over it. And by the time I got back, I kind of overburned my chicken, but I put a little milk in it, sauced it back up, and tasted good, just a little burned, smoky. All right. Well, thank you so much, you
That was
guys.
a sad story. That
I
was
know it
not
was a sad
a joyful
story
or happy
because I was
story.
like it was like a fail, but I ate it anyway, and it wasn't horrible, but I don't know. But this morning I made the most perfect carrot cake cupcakes with cinnamon vanilla frosting. I have never made a cupcake this moist before. It was so good. Anyway, Golden Rule Services want you to know about an important tool in preventing you from contracting HIV. PrEP is a medication proven to be 99% effective in preventing HIV infection. To learn more about PrEP, visit sacktrs.org. And find Tom's other podcast at swannerandjudd.com, which is now completely fixed and relinked and up and running. No, you're welcome. Oh, kidding. Just saying. I'll find my books at justkisstheguy.com. Find all of our links at allmylinks.com/chubsgonewild. And give us a call at
408-69 Chubbs.
Yes, Queen. That was brilliant. I loved it. It was very Shatner-esque. All right. We love you. We'll catch you next time. Bye.
A network of inclusion.
Univazpods.net.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.